case number 10,800, Ralph Joseph Jr., west of Road 68, Old Stage Road, 220 feet south of Road 451, Salt Barn Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Ralph Joseph Jr., 3444, Old Stage Road, Marl, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My problem is I've got an older farmhouse built in 1900, and it had an old porch on it with not much pitch. Every 10 years, I was putting a roof on it. I've owned the property probably 35 or 36 years. So my wife and I decided to tear it off, build a wraparound porch, go with post frame construction and with a tin roof to get a little more angle on it. I came for my permit, and as soon as the lady put it down in front of me, I knew I was in trouble because I had measured from the existing porch, which is 22 foot wide, to the edge of the road, and I had 40 feet. Well, the edge of the road is not your property line. Uh-huh. So anyway, I went through planning and zoning, and here I stand in front of you guys. Like I say, it is an older house. I had a porch on it to start with. I've actually got some pictures of the old porch, if you'd like to see them, while I was tearing it down. I don't know if that's necessary or not. But the house is actually, do you have anything in front of you as far as where I had it surveyed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Because as you can, they show the little 7 foot by 22 foot five concrete pad that's existing.
Right.
So I actually don't want to use that. I'm going to cover that over. But you can see my distance is 24 foot four and 24 nine from my property line. Like I say, it's not as bad as it sounds because I'm actually 40 feet from the road, but I know what the variance law is. What I'm actually trying to do, because this porch is gone right now, and I've been waiting for this hearing. I've got tar paper and duct tape all around the windows and the front because the siding and everything is gone. So if I'll go down this variance, my uniqueness is the fact that the house has been there for 110 years. I can't move it, and I can't move the road. So, you know, I need to use the available property. The possibility of development, you know, I can't conform to the zoning that the way it is now, you know, because nothing can be moved. As far as the difficulty being created by the applicant, no, but this house was built in 1900, so I'm just suffering through what they did at the time. Because if most of you guys are Sussex County, and you know that Old Stage Road was the original road. I mean, this house has sat there and watched stagecoach running up and down it, so it's been there a long time. This porch has been there since then because the way the construction was made, it was actually, the porch was built into the standing frame. I mean, when I cut it off, it's built right into the 2x4x4s mm-hmm. running from the floor to the ceiling. And I mean, it's not like you would build nowadays, like you would sheathe it, put a ledger board and run your ceiling joists and rafters off it. It was framed into the house as it was built, which is, it's a sad way to do it, but that's how they did it. But anyway, it shouldn't affect my surroundings. I'm out in the country. My nearest neighbor is a quarter mile north of me, a quarter mile south of me, and a quarter mile east. I'm right in the country by myself. I'm on my own 5.8 acres. There's 40 some acres around me that my in-laws, well, actually, my mother-in-law and my wife are trustees on that property, so that's eventually going to be our property. So we shouldn't be affecting any of our neighbors because they're so far away. We shouldn't affect the surroundings because, like I said, with the porch there, we just want to go back a little bit bigger and better because we want to build it down the whole front side of, or front of the house, which is going to make it 44 foot 9, and then down the south side, it'd be 24 foot 11. So it'll make it a lot nicer looking with a bigger porch on it. Like I say, it shouldn't affect the surroundings. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? The regulations. The variance isn't necessary to afford relief. I mean, there's no way I can get around this that I was told by the other board. They said that I could build back on the same footprint, but I couldn't even build it any wider unless I came and talked to you guys. So. Here I am.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the dwelling with the porch is non-conforming.
I'm sorry?
The dwelling with the porch is non-conforming.
Non-conforming, okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Joseph, you've owned the property since 1976?
Yes, sir.
Been there, okay, thank you.
And we've actually bought more property along the way, because when we bought it originally, I think it was only like 1.2 or 3 acres, whatever the original was, whatever this first section, then we bought another addition off that to build a chicken house, and then 5 years later, we bought some more to build another chicken house. So as you can see now, we've ended up with, what, 5.84 or something like that.
5.85,
yeah. Yeah, all total.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Joseph, nice job on addressing the standards for granting a variance. We appreciate that. It makes our job easier.
Okay, thanks, sir.
I have no questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as I stated, I think Mr. Joseph did a good job of addressing the standards, and I'm convinced that he meets those standards. Yep. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,800.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,800. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,801,